and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Over the last 3 weeks, I've been sharing with you some things that you can do to make for sure and to ensure your victory over the devil. How to overcome temptation, how to overcome depression, how to overcome obstacles, this and that. Many different things can be overcome by following these steps. I hope that you've been writing these things down. And if you have the internet, you can find all of this information on the ministry website at isawthelightministries.com. Now, if you don't have a computer or a smartphone, if you don't have the internet, you can ask for this information. I always give my address at the very end of the broadcast here in just a few minutes. This broadcast is only 15 minutes long each week. And you can write me and ask for a free copy of How to Overcome Anything. And I will send you this article with the whole list of what you can do to overcome. Now, like I've said before, I don't want you to pick out only one or two or three things on this list. This is a long list, and you need to do all of these things. But they are very simple things, like just praying, just talking to God, and just testifying, telling people what God has done for you in your life. These are things that are necessary. You need to testify. Amen. You need to tell other people what God has done. And by telling other people what God has done, not only do you inspire them, edify them, encourage them, and help them to overcome, but you also help yourself. One of the best ways to overcome and to help yourself overcome is by helping others overcome. Amen. You can help other people against drugs, against alcoholism, against fornication, against pornography. If these are things that you yourself have dealt with, have struggled with, and you have seen some success, but are still dealing with the temptation, then by speaking out against sin and by testifying how far you've already come, how far God has already taken you, and helping others who are just now beginning their battle, you can help yourself by helping others. Amen. I've seen that myself, and I've heard other people say it because it's true. One of the best ways to help yourself is to help others. So get out there and help others. Amen. Another thing you need to do to overcome is to praise Him. There is power in praise. Amen. Remember the Apostle Paul and Silas, how they were in the book of Acts 16, they were in prison at the midnight hour. Well, when they was in prison unjustly. They were innocent men who did nothing wrong, did no evil, but they were locked up in prison unjustly. Now, were they just sitting around moping, feeling sorry for themselves, or threatening the guards, or threatening revenge? No. They were praising God in the midnight hour. Brother or sister, you may be facing the midnight hour. Things may look very dark to you right now, very bleak, hopeless even. It may be your midnight hour. You know what you need to do? Is start singing. Start praising. Lift your hands to heaven and start praising God. Amen. Perhaps you're not in jail. Perhaps you're not in prison. I'm not in prison. I'm not in jail. And you know what? I am so thankful. So thankful that I am not in jail or prison or a nursing home. I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm not blind. I'm not deaf. I'm not mute. That's another thing. That's how you can find praise, is being thankful. If you want to overcome, you need to be thankful for all things. Don't take for granted your eyesight. Don't take for granted the good things. Don't take for granted that you have 10 fingers and 10 toes. I know people that don't. Amen. Don't take it for granted that you're not in a wheelchair, that you're not in a nursing home, that you're not dead, that you're not in prison. Be thankful for the good things and testify and sing and praise God for the good things, even in your midnight hour. Be thankful. Think on the positive things. Philippians 4 says, "Pet your mind on these things. Pet your mind on the positive things, the things of a good report." If you want to overcome out of depression, out of temptation, out of this sin, out of drugs, stop moping in your self-pity. Stop focusing on the problem. Stop focusing on the problem. Stop focusing on the negative, on the darkness, on the evil, and put your mind on the good things, on the sunshine, on the fresh air, on the freedom, on the liberty that you have. Spend some time outdoors. Spend some time under the trees. Go camping. Go hiking. Amen. Oh, that'd be so good for you. That'd be so good to get away. So good to go hiking. Touch the flowers. Smell the flowers. Learn how to identify and harvest the wild plants and herbs in the woods. Oh, that's going to be so needful in the future. So needful. And by getting your minds off your problems. Amen. Learn skills. Learn something. Read the Bible. Pray the Bible. Sing. Play worship music. True worship music. Amen. Worship God. Lift up your hands. Don't praise Him only once a day. Don't praise Him only once a week. Don't praise Him only on Sunday or Saturday or Wednesday. Praise Him at home. Don't go to church and put on an act and then never praise Him during the week. Praise Him every day. Oh, He is so worthy of your praises. He is so worthy of your praises. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the evening. Praise Him all night long. Praise Him. Don't be afraid to worship Him in public. Lift up your arms in the middle of Walmart. Lift up your arms. I don't care if they lock me up. Lift up my hands in worship and praise. Amen. Lift up your hands and worship God when you feel that moment come. Don't quench the Spirit. If you want to worship Him, if you want to pull your car over on the side of the road and get out and dance, do it. Don't be afraid of persecution. Don't be afraid of the wicked. Don't be afraid of the darkness and the persecution and the arrest. Worship God now, today, tomorrow, at all times. Do not quench the Spirit. Worship Him. He is worthy all praise. He inhabits the praises of His people. If you want to overcome, worship Him and be in thanksgiving and put your mind on positive things and count your blessings. Count your blessings, not your problems. I encourage you to start writing in a journal. And every time you have a victory, every time you have a blessing, every time you have an answered prayer, every time you overcome a temptation, every time you say no to a temptation, every time you have victory or answered prayer or healing or even hear of a healing or a victory, write it down in that journal. This is not going to be a journal of your problems. This is not going to be a journal of the obstacles and negative things. But this is going to be a journal only of the good things, the positive things, the answered prayers and the blessings and the provisions and the miracles. Start that journal today. And during the bad times and the down times and the valleys, you can open up that journal and read of all of your self-testimonies, of everything you've written down, of every time that God has answered your prayers, every time you've seen God work, amen, in your life. And remember those times and put your mind on those times. Remind yourself of the power of God, the goodness of God, and the mercies of God. Because I tell you, and I confess, and I testify, that the mercies of God upon me are even more abundant than the mercies upon David. Oh, he had a lot of mercy upon David. Amen. He had a lot of mercy upon David. Now, David was not a perfect man. No, David was not a perfect man. Oh, the sure mercies of David were abundant. But I tell you, the sure mercies of God upon me is so much more, even more abundant. Amen. And it is upon you too. Amen. Write about it. Write a book about God. Testify. Tell others about God. Start a blog. Amen. Make flyers and distribute. Make your own gospel tracts. You don't have to buy gospel tracts. Make your own. Just little pieces of paper, 3 inches by 5 inches, or 2 inches by four, any size or shape you want to make. Make your own little slips of paper. Make your own tracts. Leave them on the shelf here, leave them on the shelf there. Leave them on the shelf here and leave them on the shelf there. Leave them here and leave them there, all over town. Laundromats, bulletin boards, everywhere's pieces of paper testifying of the power of God, even if it says, God saved me today. Amen. Or God saved me 10 years ago. He can save you as well. Anything for God. Amen. Do and be busy about the Lord's business. Another thing you need to do, if you're struggling with temptation, you need to write down the Bible verses that help you the most. The Bible verses that are closest to you, that you find the most encouraging and helpful. Write those Bible verses down on pieces of paper. And some pieces of paper can be small, and some pieces of paper can be a big old bulletin board, like a poster board, like 2 feet by 4 feet. Make a sign of a Bible verse and put it on your wall. And put these different signs of different sizes and shapes, little pieces of paper and great or big signs on your door inside your house, or on the front door even. Stay away, you criminal, you creep, you tempter. Stay away from my house. I'm not going to allow the tempter on my doorstep anymore. Put that sign on your door, no drugs, no alcohol. Say it, put it on your door. Put signs of Bible verses on your mirror, on your refrigerator, everywhere you're going to look throughout the day. Put these Bible verses all over your walls throughout your house, and lay your hands on those Bible verses and pray over them and claim them in Jesus' name, and you will overcome. Amen. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.